get them girls loose, loose. You don't get the world loose, loose. You don't get money,
Mr. Worldwide.
But I do.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR. But I do.
Stay connected to the Browns with the latest news, photos, videos, and more. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com to get great articles, videos, photos, and much like my guy from my guy Notorious V.I.C. Vic Carucci, staff writer Matt Florjancic, and much, much more there. And Vic, this Sunday, new time for your show, the Overtime.
Browns Overtime, hosted by Michael Regai, yours truly on it, along with our next guest, Gerard Cherry. We'll be on at 11:30 on Sports Time Ohio. Normally it's a 10 o'clock show, but the 4:25 kickoff has pushed everything back, so be sure to tune in then.
Yes, and joining us now, the third member of our team, the one and only Gerard Cherry. Gerard, how are you doing, brother?
I am doing well.
How were the Halloween festivities at Tomo?
They were festive, to say the least.
Gerard and Cherry here for Tomo Sushi and Hibachi.
Were you really the only person not in a costume?
No, there were a couple other people that were not in costume as well, so I wasn't the only person technically flying solo in that regard. There were some interesting costumes out there, to say the least, and since this is a PG and sometimes G-rated show, I'll leave it at that.
There you go. We appreciate that. But, you know, it's always a good
audiences.
Time. That's right. Now, it is Call Your Shot Friday, so let's just start right to it before we get in the analysis. Gerard Cherry, Call Your Shot Browns-Ravens this Sunday.
Wow. I was feeling really, really good about this game and the Browns winning the game and just doing what they had to do and what was necessary. And then my man Joe Hayden made a statement that I'm having a hard time swallowing, in that I just have the belief that you don't give a team with some pride, a team that is struggling coming off a bye, more ammo to fight against and use as a way to beat you. And I believe that those statements that he made will be registered within the Ravens' psyche, and that they're going to come out here and give you an A effort when they are probably ready to tank this season, and you pretty much gave them a reason to refocus, because a team that has not beaten you in 5 years has the audacity to the man to feel that way. That's asking for a motivational speech from Harbaugh, to say the least. So I'm torn now, man, because I thought you were going to get a lackluster Ravens effort in that they had really kind of quit for the season. But now with that statement, I'm not sure.
All right, my devil's advocate on that, mm-hmm. and I know you're speaking, by the way, from the perspective of how you would be influenced by this as a player, because you've done that, you've been there. But my devil's advocate part of this, Gerard, is if that's what the Ravens need to get fired up about an opportunity, especially after what we saw last night, right? The Bengals losing to the Dolphins, that door swinging wide open as ever for the AFC North. If they need that, I don't know if anything is really capable of firing them up, if they need something sort of manufactured like that.
And I hear what you're saying, Vic, but the amazing thing about disrespect and what you can do that to guys and their psyche and motivate them, that's the worst thing you can do to a man, is disrespect him. And in a lot of ways, if I'm Harbaugh, I am playing that up to the fullest. And it gets something out of you. It worked in New England. It worked in New Orleans. It worked in Philadelphia. It works everywhere. When you disrespect guys and you have someone with prominence saying it, you utilize it. So I hear what you're saying, too, and I give credence to that as well, that, hey, you really need someone else to get you fired up. And if that is the case, by backing up what Joe Hayden says and punching these guys in the mouth and continue to be the more physical team than the team that executes, then, yeah, eventually that fuel may burn out. But if you don't do those things I just suggested of hitting them in the mouth and executing, it's only going to get worse.
I would say this, though. The whole quote, when you look at it, he says, the Ravens aren't the Ravens of old. They're still really good, a real talented team, a division opponent. But at the same time, our team is a whole different team. It's a different squad. And anytime you take Ray Lewis and Ed Reed off that team, they're not the Ravens of old. It is a new Ravens team, and it's a new Browns team as well. So
hey,
I don't
Nathan,
know.
Nathan, you're thinking about it from a nice, rational standpoint.
I am.
It don't work that way in the NFL locker room, man.
That's all right. You know what? I like it, because I still think the Browns are going to win anyway. And then when they win after saying that, it becomes even more definitive and more demonstrative.
Exactly. Nothing wrong with that. But the key part, obviously, is winning. But I'm just of the firm belief, don't give these dudes a reason. Just go out there and beat them up.
That's right. Beat them up, and hopefully that's what the Browns
will
do.
I love Gerard's old school notions on this. I love this. I really do. Because that's staying true to old school. Yep.
Absolutely. Let me ask you this, Gerard. This is a team that is yet to play a full 60-minute game, but they do have their bye week coming up after this week. As a player, were you cognizant of the bye week, knowing that, hey, I can lay it all on the line tonight because I'm getting 2 weeks off after this to kind of recover and lick my wounds?
Oh, totally. You have that mindset of, man, I can go out there and exert myself, and obviously that should always be your mindset. But in the back of your mind, when you know that you're not going to have to deal with a practice as difficult as Wednesday and Thursday, another game to play, you can let more out there, and you don't have to temper what you need to do down. And also, too, you don't want to have those days taken away from you, because no one wants to go into a bye with a loss, because chances are your coach may say, you know what? We got a lot of work to do. And if you did lose, you do have a lot of work to do. So that's another reason and motivation to win this game, because that might give you an opportunity to actually go to the Bahamas or go to the DR for a couple days just to get away, because you're at that mid part of the season. And it's really been 12 games that you played. I mean, some guys didn't play in the preseason, but for those guys that did throughout the course of a meaningful and significant time, the season is past the college season at this point.
Gerard Cherry joining us as he always does. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So you saw that game last night, and you saw, I guess, what the Bengals didn't do. They had an opportunity right to the end to win a game that I think by all accounts they should have won, found a way to lose. As you look at that game, as you look at Andy Dalton's performance in particular, where are you on the state of this division going forward?
Just when I thought the Bengals were ready to be the head of the class, they fall right back down again. And I guess I shouldn't be surprised, because the Bengals are known for doing that. So it's up in the air again. And if you're the Browns, you have to be encouraged and saying to yourself, man, if we get this win and we win the rest of our divisional games, why not us being in the playoffs? Because the Bengals do not seem to want it the way you think they would want, because they're playing to their competition or lower. So I'm encouraged. I thought it was going to be a runaway with the Bengals with that performance last week of what they did, solidifying themselves as a top-notch team in this division. But I don't feel that way now after what I saw last night.
Yeah, and yeah, it's hard to think that. Again, Andy Dalton showed that he can be a little Jekyll and Hyde, had a bad game last night, and that's what gives you hope here. And we were talking earlier, this game is so massively important for the Browns, because the only way to get into the playoffs from the AFC North is to win the division. And by winning this game, they put them at 4-5, one game behind the Bengals, a team that they've already beaten.
Right, and play them again, beat them down there, and win the rest of your divisional games. Playoffs are looking very lovely.
They are. And I think that's the key is we're focusing, or at least I've been focusing, on mostly the positive side of what we expect Sunday. But there's a flip side to this, and the flip side is a loss, I think, very realistically changes everything from thinking about the here and now. A loss, the statement out of that loss is, okay, we are going to do what we've often done here in Thanksgiving, and that is think about the draft.
Yeah, and we don't want to have that conversation. And that's the cool part, is that even with the record as it stands right now, you can still talk the idea of winning and being in a playoff conversation. And that's a pleasant conversation, because we're already, what, 2 or 3 weeks ago on our show, Julio and Gerard, we began that talk already. And I'm pretty sure the others, and you guys have talked about it to some length as well. And, man, it is too early to be talking about the draft, because that doesn't transpire till May.
That's right. Give them a reason not to talk about it. Take care of business this Sunday. We were asked earlier, what do you think is the most critical matchup to win? And we'll talk receiver, cornerback. Torrey Smith, Joe Haden, or Josh Gordon, Ladarius Webb?
Wow. I'm going to say Josh Gordon, Ladarius Webb, because if Josh Gordon can help put points on the board, and the Browns can just jump out and start fast against this Ravens team, despite what I said earlier about them being fired up and being mad at the world because of what Joe Haden said, that's going to do a lot to help the cause. Because if you, even in the back of your mind, if you're the Ravens, you have to be saying to yourself, what the heck is going on? I thought we were better than this. And if the Browns have done something, are able to do something they have not done all season, which is start out fast and then just be prolific in the passing game and then bring some balance with the run game, even though you didn't ask me anything about that, I think that's going to help the cause. So I'm thinking more of anything, Nathan and Vic, offensively, if they can take another step forward, I think the whole team will feed off that, and that will be huge in helping the Browns win this football game.
Fully agree with that one, Gerard. Great perspective. And, of course, you get more perspective from Gerard Cherry in about 15 minutes or so when he joins Bruce Hooley on Hooley and Gerard, today's edition of that. Thank you, my man.
No problem, guys. Take care.
See you on Sunday. He is Gerard Cherry. He'll be part again of the Browns Overtime Show on Sports Time Ohio, along with Michael Regei and yours truly. That will be airing at 11:30 Sunday night instead of its regular 10 o'clock time because of the late start of the game. So 11:30 Sunday night, make sure you're tuning in to Sports Time Ohio as we bring you analysis, player interviews, and such from this game. And we've got more coming up. Your tweets, your barks from the pound. Dave DiNatale, our outstanding producer, will go through those with us as we go through Vic and Nathan, as we go through the rest of the show, this final portion of A Call Your Shot Friday CBD.